policies that are changing. Is the triple lock about to be unpicked? This is the requirement, of course, for approval by the government, Dáil and a UN resolution to mandate a mission sending more than 12 troops overseas. And the Green Party, well, it's the latest party in the Dáil to swing around its policy on this issue. Louise, remind us what's all this about and what's been happening.
So historically, I suppose, and historically being in the term of this government, it kind of would have been a very Fine Gael policy to go back on the triple lock and remove that. And sources saying to me kind of towards the start of the coalition that this is how they intended to distinguish themselves from Fianna Fáil and the Greens in government. Unfortunately for Fine Gael, I think it now seems that everyone is in favour of removing the triple lock. And this is, I suppose, in the context of the war in Ukraine and the fact we've seen Russia's brutal war there. And what the kind of main crux of the government argument is that if they wanted to send more than 12 troops on a peacekeeping mission, they would have to get UN approval. But Russia has a veto, so Russia could effectively stop troops being sent to these places. So that is what Micheál Martin's argument is, the Minister of Defence. The Green Party, as recently as November, Eamon Ryan was saying that he thought the triple lock had served us well. But now it appears that we have had a slight change of thought from Eamon Ryan and indeed the Greens.
A change of thought from Eamon Ryan and the Greens. Why did this happen, Marco Cathasig?
Yeah, it's so as a party, we devise policy from our members up. We're unique in that way. So we have a policy group who sit on this issue, on defence. They brought a new policy through to Policy Council, brought it past various branches, also presented it to the PP. That's about 2-3 months ago. Was ratified by our
Your
policy council.
Party leader was rather strident in his support of the triple lock on the 21st of November on Morning Ireland. He says it supports our country well. It gives us greater strength. That is some about phase in a short space of time, is it not?
Well, if you read down into it, unfortunately, it gets boringly less controversial as you read down through what our actual policy statement is, because we still require, obviously, the approval of the Dáil, the oversight of the Shannon. But the issue here is essentially the UN Security Council has become a non-functioning body because of the obstructionism of the Russians in particular. So no new peacekeeping missions will be approved under that. So if we want to continue that proud tradition we have of peacekeeping, we have to find another way of approving that in a way that's measured and appropriate and has the appropriate oversight.
Heather Tobin.
Yeah, I think there's been an incredible choreography just in the last couple of days. So we see the flip on the triple lock by a number of political parties. And we also saw Micheál Martin yesterday said he was open to treaty change, potentially open to the idea that we would get rid of the veto we have as a country on foreign policy and security issues from the European Union, which, you know, leads me to believe that the government are determined to get more involved in the military objectives of the European Union. You know, the triple lock has really served us well. Like, you know, the likes of Afghanistan, the likes of Iraq, all of these wars Ireland obviously didn't get involved in because of these issues. You know, we have a really strong opportunity to be an active, neutral country that can act as an honest broker in world affairs. We will shred all of that if we go down the route of getting involved in military blocs. And, you know, the small countries can't determine the actions and the decisions of large military blocs, but we still have to go along with what they ask
us to
do.
You're accusing the government of trying to shred the country's reputation as an honest broker. That's a pretty high charge to put out there, is it not?
It is a significant change. Like, I can't overstate the change that's happening here in terms of our neutrality. Like, Irish neutrality is nearly part of the Irish identity, you know what I mean? And yet, all three parties now are making the argument to ditch Irish neutrality in these ways. And Irish neutrality is not just for peace times. Like, the idea that because Russia is obviously an aggressor and there's a war happening that we should now get rid of Irish neutrality, that doesn't make sense.
Marco Cathasig is shaking his head, but I want to bring in Thomas Gould here, because what is Sinn Féin's actual stance on the triple lock specifically? Because Matt Carthy's statement on this last week, it was fair to say perhaps maybe he might have been a hurler on the ditch. So what is Sinn Féin's stance on the triple lock?
Well, we believe the triple lock has served us well, and we think the vast majority of Irish people believe it has served us well. And we believe that the Irish people does not want to jeopardise our neutrality. Our neutrality has served us well. And, like, there was a detonist that came out and was talking about rescue missions to overseas when we need to bring home Irish people. Like, these things can be done without the need for the triple lock. At the end of the day, if we need to protect the Irish people and bring them home, we don't need a UN mandate for that. So to suggest it is, I don't believe is accurate. We believe the triple lock has served us right. Like, I put it this way, we're getting the RAF to patrol the skies. We don't have the boats to patrol the seas or the Navy personnel. We don't have enough Army personnel. Like, if this government is really serious...
And the government would argue, and it has been argued, that perhaps the triple lock was a hindrance when it came to getting people back from Sudan or Afghanistan. No, is the argument true that they have put forward.
That argument is not accurate.
What in relation to Sinn Féin? It has dropped its pledge to withdraw from PESCO and also from PESCO and the Partnership from Peace. So is it abandoning principles it's had for many years?
No, what we're saying is if we are in government after next election, we will honour any treaties, not just these, but any other treaties we're in. But what we would do is we would look at all further engagements with any, like, we believe in upholding our neutrality. We believe in holding the triple lock. And like, we just can't announce no.
It is a change, though.
We just can't announce no.
It was a long-held aspiration and policy of Sinn Féin. And what, again, we're seeing Sinn Féin move to the centre on these core issues. And, you know, the issue with PESCO is that if you commit to a particular project, well, then you have to adhere to the council's decision-making process on it. And I think it's a pity that it's happening.
Well, we haven't committed to PESCO. These are existing government commitments that were made. We would certainly review
everything. New governments can make new decisions.
We have to get into government, and if we're in government, hopefully Matt Carthy is the man to look at all these, okay. And Mary Lou would certainly won't be found
back to the man that is in government. Mark O'Cahasy, you were shaking your head there a moment ago. Why so?
Yeah, because I don't want to conflate the triple lock with military neutrality. I don't think they're not one and the same thing. So just to give you the opening line of the Green Party policy, the Green Party, based on its founding principles, is committed to active military neutrality as a continued expression of the state's independent foreign policy. The triple lock applies to peacekeeping missions. And currently, because the triple lock is a government decision, a Doyle decision, and a UN mandate for sending Irish peacekeepers abroad. That's what the triple lock is. The UN mandate, a resolution from the UN Security Council, that's a non-functioning body at the moment because of the obstruction.
Peacekeeping, like, you know, America went into Iraq for peacekeeping reasons. You know, wars are fought.
As the people in Palestine, as the people in the West Bank about, you know what I mean? And how many times have the Americans blocked UN resolutions?
Louise Byrne, final words to you before we go. This is all going to be trashed out in the coming weeks.
Yeah, so what we're going to have is these consultative forums across the country. And I think there's three going on in different parts. But I do think, and I think military neutrality is something that the Irish people do hold very dear. And I think it's something that they would like to keep on. I think the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach have said that, you know, this is not watering down neutrality. So I do think we perhaps should take that at value and let the conversations happen.